In the middle of the second presidential debate, 1 minute after Mitt Romney uttered the phrase "binders full of women," a Tumblr by the same name was born online. The blog's creator, Veronica D'Souza, started posting images that played with those words. By the next morning, there were nearly 2,000 submissions by other people, and it seemed like everybody on the internet was suddenly talking about binders full of women, which is just one example of the mad proliferation of blogs, videos, and other forms of political commentary thriving online in this election cycle. Virginia Heffernan has been writing about digital culture since 2006 at the New York Times and now at Yahoo News. Virginia Heffernan, welcome to Studio 360.
Thanks, Kurt.
So let's listen to some of these. First, a clip of a video mashup of debates by an outfit called the Gregory Brothers.
All right, okay, now how could we ship all these jobs to Shanghai when America invented the chicken pot pie?
We have brought cases against China for violating trade rules. We are going to insist that China plays by the same rules.
They're hacking into our computers, counterfeiting our goods, stealing our intellectual property, our patents, our designs.
Okay.
China's a potential partner if it's following the rules.
We want to trade with them, but you got to play by the rules.
Now, the Gregory Brothers are the people who have been auto-tuning the news. It's amusing. It's interesting to hear those lines from the candidates, musicified and all that. But it's interesting. There's no particular point being made. It's just, entertainment and news is totally blurred now. Let's keep doing that.
Do you think that's all it is?
Well, you tell me.
The alacrity with which the internet has been responding to little phrases in the debates and little strange locutions that they pick up on makes me think that there's a weird way that it's like a kind of crowdsourced psychoanalysis or something. You know, the sort of effort by the social networks to find telling moments and especially nonsensical moments. So these are, you know, your binders full of women Tumblr is not the same as a fact check. It's
it's also an odd locution.
It's an odd locution, exactly.
Yeah.
But that effort, that parody effort, was entirely apart from the effort to discover what exactly happened with the Massachusetts cabinet.
Yes, exactly. It was not a debate, did not begin a debate about whether this was true or false.
So it seems like there's a little bit of collective unconscious that goes on in the form of Twitter, very playfully, sort of trying to find things, kind musicality that's odd or discordant language. The more I looked at the binders full of women thing, taking as my founding assumption that Twitter doesn't blow up for no reason. When some impulse in Twitter or when a whole Tumblr starts, there's something going on.
Let's listen to a clip from another video. This one has been seen as of today about 500,000 times. And it sets bits of Obama's voice, speeches and press conference bits to the Jay-Z song 99 Problems.
99 problems.
But
ain't one.
With all your bank problems,
I feel bad for you,
son.
I got 99 problems.
But Mitch,
not one hit me.
Criminal, fraud, repression,
deceit.
I've murdered
and I've plundered
for the world elite.
We invade countries.
So
we have all
they own.
I have a dream.
Well, I have a
dream.
I'm Barack Obama, and I like this remix.
Now, what's interesting, one of the things that's interesting about that is it's not especially or consistently a pro-Obama or anti-Romney thing. I mean, there's this Martin Luther King saying, I have a dream, and then Obama answers, well, I have a drone. You know, it's interesting to see this sort of surprising, not predictably partisan thing in this cool medium with hip-hop behind it coming through this channel.
I mean, this election, it seems like uniquely in the ones that I can remember, has been so not about character. Like, we just haven't gotten any grist for our, you know, there haven't been hints of affairs, or we haven't thought about who inhaled or who didn't inhale. It's interesting that the parody videos this time around resupply the id and the passion in the form of these kind of like rapper figures, like we just heard Jay-Z's concede about 99 problems, but a word I can't say here ain't one. You know, that's something that Obama would never say.
Right.
He would never use those words. And yet it makes perfect sense somehow to push that all back in. What I think some of his fans want from him, which is like a hip hop persona, which like with boasting, where you say like, I killed Osama bin Laden, I gave him a permanent Ambien, you know, that kind of stuff, that he just doesn't say. He doesn't say. And there's just something that's been frustrating, I think, for his supporters about that he just never is going to speak in the voice of Samuel Jackson. He just doesn't do it. So they keep finding other people to do it.
Like
Samuel Jackson himself, who kind of speaks for Obama in a campaign video.
It used to be for 25 years that the Saturday Night Live was the go-to place to get one's fix of that. Then the Comedy Central shows. Now it seems there are, again, more than there were even 4 years ago, these highly produced satirical videos. There's this one that just went up a couple, 3 weeks ago, that's a parody of the Korean Gangnam Style. It's called Mitt Romney's Style. And it already has 4.3 million views. I want to play a little bit of that.
Mitt Romney Style. Romney Style. I got a horse in the Olympics, girl, but I don't even watch him. In and out of tax loopholes, because I'm so awesome. Bitch, it's Friday night, you know we benefit hopping. Check my conspic, you, us consumption. I got distinguished hair.
Now, that's a set of fairly conventional ways to make fun of Mitt Romney. But as I say, it has 4.3 million views in a couple of weeks. The actual consequential Mitt Romney video of 47% and all the rest has fewer views. Now, is that just because this goes down easy and it's only 3 minutes long?
I think that's what the, I'm not entirely sure, but the Web Ecology Project, you know, these people in Cambridge, Massachusetts, I think they call it a hybrid meme. They point out that if you take some, I mean, Gangnam Style is such a popular meme right now. It's extraordinary, you know, tapped into something, some nerdy otaku cool Asian
globalization thing, yes.
That I can't, you know, that we can't quite put our finger on, but it works well with Romney because it's about nerdiness. And
kind of almost oblivious braggadocio.
Yes, right, exactly. So like where Obama goes a little better with the bravado, Jay-Z, maybe Romney fits better with his other bravado. But I think the reason that got so many views is just because that Korean phenomenon already attracts so many people, and just where Mitt Romney fundraiser dinner just doesn't surface in the other social media
right,
the same way.
Right. So of all these memes and videos that have come out in this election cycle, do you have one that has struck your fancy the most?
I don't know. That's a great question. I don't know about fancy, but I know one that has sort of crystallized the state of the satire and made clear to me kind of what's at stake in the election more than any op-ed, more than any talking head on cable news. And that's this epic, it's called Epic Rap Battle, and it's an Australian production, I think. And so it's especially irreverent because it doesn't feel like it has to spare either side. It pits in a kind of like hip-hop throwdown Romney against Obama, and they're both posturing in these absurd ways. Romney implies that Barack Obama's only asset is his race, and Obama, in turn, implies that Romney's just is not very masculine, let's say that battle.
I'm not gonna let this battle be dictated by facts. I'm rich! I got fat stacks and super PACs. We all know what went down in that 2008 election. You're a decent politician with a winning complexion. You're all Barack and no bite, but no change. We're all still hoping that you'll shut your mouth like Guantanamo Bay, they're both open. You're from the Windy City where you're looking pretty with your blowhards, but come January, you'll be left evicted and with no job. Raw rhymes stronger than my jawline when I spit.
But anyway, in the end, Abraham Lincoln figure comes in and sort of outwraps both of them and kind of stands for conviction and passion. And he actually has kind of a nice rhyme about something like, I acted on every conviction in my head till they put a bullet through it. And you sort of start to think that both candidates make gestures at passion or whatever, but it's really hard to imagine either one of them in the straitened circumstances of these campaigns expressing anything that sounds like a movement.
Again, it's the way that we are able to make or perceive this otherwise buttoned down campaign and set of candidates as something exciting.
They're finding something that they feel like is latent in the culture.
They're inferring the myth underlying all things.
Yes, exactly. Maybe that's why I mention psychoanalysis, because these are like critical tools, but instead of being a boring essay, they just succinctly make that point in about 90 seconds.
Virginia Heffernan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Virginia Heffernan is a media critic and national correspondent for Yahoo News. You can see all the videos we talked about at studio360.org.